Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills, just about 2 weeks from the start of the NFL draft. Got to be honest with y'all, I am ready for the start of the NFL draft. Nothing against all the speculation. You know how much I love talking draft with everybody, either in the comments section or on social media. But it is at that point, right, where, all right, we're 2 weeks out, enough with the speculation, it's time to go. Of course, it'll be here before we know it, and once the draft ends, then you always you miss it because you hit a little bit of a lull, at least as far as the off-season news goes. But here we are, just about 2 weeks out, plenty of speculation at this time, and so much of it is speculation, right? We've talked about it before. When you are picking at 30, it's not like you're one of those teams in the top 10 where, you know, there's a lot more out there, right? When you think about the teams that are in the top 10 this year, because the quarterbacks really shape so much of that discussion. Of course, the Bills not in the market for a quarterback. And when you're picking that late in the first round, there's a lot of different options that are out there, right? I think as we talk about it and you think about it with fans, the two areas that most have settled in are either a defensive end or a cornerback with that first round pick. Still plenty of talk around running backs, and should the team look to do something there, that is going to be one of the storylines of the entire 2021 draft, not just for the Bills, but do these running backs go in the first round? When you talk about a Travis Etienne, a Najee Harris, or a Javonte Williams. Now, there was some conversation amongst Bills fans earlier in the day, thanks to an article from Mike Kay of NewJersey.com, NJ.com, put out, and he proposed an Eagles-Bills trade centered around Zach Ertz. Now, you guys remember from the pod earlier in the week that I did, Chad Ryder from NFL.com had proposed a trade between the Bills and the Eagles that he thought made sense, where the Eagles would package picks 37, a fourth rounder, and a fifth rounder to move up to pick 30. Well, today, Mike Kay took it a step further, and there was certainly some interesting conversation here and bringing up Zach Ertz's name once again. Now, we were all on somewhat of Zach Ertz watch. That's probably overstating things just a bit, but earlier in the offseason, there was speculation he was going to get moved. There was talk that the Eagles were looking for a third round pick in exchange, and that's probably not something that was going to happen. The Bills seem to be a front runner, at least in the rumor mill, nothing substantiated around that. Today, it kind of rears its head again, as Mike Kay puts this out, and there's no report with this, right? This is something that he is suggesting that would make sense. And I think based on the feedback, you could argue that it would make sense. So I'm going to pull right here from Kay's article, right? Because he has said that the Eagles have allowed Zach Ertz to seek out a trade. And basically what he is proposing at this time is that the Bills would send pick number 30, right? The Bills' first round pick to the Eagles in exchange for Zach Ertz and the Eagles' second round pick, which is number 37 overall, right? So for the Bills, they would be dropping back 7 spots to get Zach Ertz. Let's call him a top 10-ish tight end in football. We know having battled some injuries, but as early as 2 years ago, certainly one of the top tight ends in football. And what I would say would be an upgrade over Dawson Knox at this time. I've talked with you guys before. I am certainly still team Dawson Knox. I do not think that the team needs to invest in a tight end at this time. But listen, if they were to go out and to add Zach Ertz by dropping back from 30 to 37, I wouldn't hate the deal. I don't think I would hate it, again, I would like to see the development go with Dawson Knox. I think you've made that investment with the third round pick. You see, you know, him being a red zone target for Josh Allen. You don't rely on your tight end too much. Okay, yeah, I would be okay with it if you did it, right? It's not giving up a third round pick, but in essence, it's a third round value when you look at the draft charts to drop from 30 to 37. I mean, I'd rather just have the Eagles' third round draft pick, but that's not going to happen, or at least I don't think that's going to happen for this scenario. So that's what you're looking at. So, of course, anytime something like this presents itself, what do? You go to the good old twitter.com to see what Bills Mafia happened to think. So I took the article, I retweeted it from Mike K, and you can follow him on Twitter at Mike_E_K. That's K-A-Y-E. To see the article yourself and read through it, I would certainly encourage you to do that. But I posted it on Twitter and basically said it was suggested by Mike K that the Bills trade pick 30 to the Eagles for Ertz and pick 37. What do you think, Bills Mafia? As of the time of this recording, 950 of you have weighed in, so certainly a big enough sample size, with 54.5% saying do it and 45.5% saying no thanks. So not a 50-50, right? But 55-45, I would say a pretty good split, right? That not too big of a margin from that perspective as you would look at it. And I think you go back and forth, right? There are some that certainly heard the comments from Brandon Bean at the end of the season press conference, where he talked about needing more production from tight end. Now, you can look at that and truly say to yourself, right, was that just like the little bit of a wake-up call, kick in the pants for Dawson Knox? Let me put this out there, just sort of give you that wink, wink, nudge, nudge, like, you got to go, big boy. Or was that him saying something that they're really looking to make an upgrade at the tight end position? And I think there's some Bills fans that they heard that and said, yeah, the team needs to make an upgrade. The drops have been too much. They're ready to, I don't want to say throw in the towel, but kind of to throw in the towel at this point and move on from Dawson Knox and have someone certainly more established than Zach Ertz. Then you've got the other 45.5% that say no thanks, right? They are not looking to make that type of investment in what I would call someone, you know, an injured, I don't even want to say injury prone because I hate that term, right? But I mean, Ertz has had his share of injuries. He comes with a cap hit that there would need to be some restructuring that would take place. And they don't like the idea of dropping out of the first round, right? Some have said, hey, I like the idea of the fifth year option. Others, I think it's just semantics by some of the comments, like they don't want to not have a first rounder. And I don't really know what goes into that. I mean, look, whether it's 30 or 37, that's kind of fine by me. And even taking it a step further, going back to the fifth year option, that's different now because that fifth year option is a guarantee. It's not like before where you could just give the fifth year option and there was no guarantee tied with it. And it's just like, hey, I gave it to, you know, whoever the Bills selected at 30. It didn't work out. We move on. That's what happened with the Texans and Kevin Johnson. Nothing lost. Now, like if the Bills give the fifth year option to Josh Allen and Tremaine Edmonds, that is a guaranteed contract for that year. So as we're in this situation, I'm curious to hear what you think. If you were the Bills, and it's all just a hypothetical, right? But to go from 30 to 37 and to pick up Zach Ertz, would you do that? Do you think this draft is deep enough at those positions of need, whether it be cornerback or edge, that you can take that gamble to drop back 7 picks to add someone like Zach Ertz? I will say this. If it happens, am I going to be upset? No, I'm not going to be upset. Do I think it should happen? No, I do not think it should happen. I do not think in any way, shape, or form that Brandon Bean is the type of general manager that is going to trade back. We just have not seen it from him at any time. I am more of the type that I would look at someone like Bean, that he's going to look to make some kind of a move up type of scenario to get his guy, right? Like if it's close, and I know there is not much that they can do to jump up too early in the draft, but like, hey, can you take pick 30, take a fifth round pick and a future fourth? Because Brandon Bean, we all know, has, I don't know if he's ever made a fourth round pick with the Bills. He always seems to manage to trade those away to move up to 25, 26, right? Four or five spots to make sure you get your guy. If a Greg Newsom is still on the board, if a Caleb Farley is there, a Kwity Paye, an Azeez Ojulari, and he's just like, listen, I got to make the move. I see him being taking that move versus dropping back. It's just a gut feeling, I guess you could say. There's no information I have with it, nothing inside to be able to say I know. But for me, I would not make the trade. Again, I'm a little bit on the other side. I find myself being team trade up instead of team trade down. And that's probably a podcast for another day. So as we go through with that, I'm curious to get your take. Hit me up on Twitter at @AnthMarino at any time in the comments section at BuffaloRumblings.com. Other news today for the Buffalo Bills. ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr. came out with his latest mock draft. He did a two-round mock draft for the Buffalo Bills, and I am not an ESPN insider, so I get this great info courtesy of our friend Matt Perino from NewYorkUpstate.com. And I think at least in many situations, I would think Bills fans would be happy with the first-round pick that he made at number 30, Azeez Ojulari, the edge defender from University of Georgia. Certainly a popular name out there when you talk about the more talented edge rushers that are available. I see Ojulari somewhat kind of in that, call it like a bit of a Jerry Hughes type of mold, right? When he comes to his build, not the biggest guy, probably around 245 pounds at this time. Could afford to put on maybe a little bit of weight, but kind of that hyperactive edge rusher that could probably learn under Jerry Hughes for a year before becoming a full-time starter. His other pick in the second round was a cornerback from Minnesota, Benjamin St. Just. That is a guy that he describes as a raw starter, only 14 starts for the Golden Gophers. He was a transfer from Michigan, but really he is not afraid to tackle, as Kiper says here, and really someone that had a good showing at the Senior Bowl, which we know Sean McDermott and his staff have put stock in before. So, you know, I think that's one worth sharing as well. Just interesting to see what someone like Mel Kiper Jr. says. He has certainly been, I guess you would say, attached to the Buffalo Bills in many ways based on his backing of Josh Allen back in the 2018 draft. And he's, you know, seems to be pretty plugged into the team. And as I look at this, if Ojulari did end up joining the Bills, I think that would be a great addition there. So when we do talk about some other news that came out today, just running through real quickly, if you did not see, Mark Poloncarz, the Erie County executive, made the announcement that the Buffalo Bills would be able to, support of fans returning to the stadium this year, but that those individuals would need to be vaccinated in order to attend. Certainly a bit of a hot button discussion, at least in social media, in our comments section at BuffaloRumblings.com. But I would just encourage you to check out the article. As I do look at this, right, the opportunity to get fans back in the stands, certainly a good thing for the Buffalo Bills. Those of us that, you know, follow free agency and the salary cap, the more fans in attendance, the better for that, making a return to normal. In addition to that, right, when you go through different pieces, we know it is a discussion, as, you know, some individuals have their own thoughts when it comes to the vaccine and what they would see as an option for them moving forward. So I encourage you to log on to BuffaloRumblings.com if you would like to join that discussion. I'm going to wrap things up now, just a brief podcast for you tonight. I wanted to run through those couple of pieces. Again, that hypothetical from Mike K that came from NJ.com. I encourage you to check it out, and I encourage you to hit that subscribe button so you get all of our great podcasts here at BuffaloRumblings.com. I got to get out of here, but thanks again for tuning in with us tonight. Always appreciate you guys joining us for the podcast. I'm out of here, but as always, Go Bills.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.